Just trying to find out what we're doing. Last time we were doing about wiping out spillages on Shabbos. Wiping out spillages on Shabbos. What happens is if someone's got a spillage on Shabbos, what's he allowed to do? What can you do with a spillage on Shabbos?
Wipe it out.
How can you wipe it out? That was a question. Yeah. What can you do to wipe it out?
Is it
mop? Oh no, that's not so good, is it?
Don't squeeze it.
No, but that's a gazelle. Anything.
Oh, you might come to squeeze.
You might come and squeeze. That's the problem, yeah? So he said the chiddush, yeah? That although shriya is osa, you mustn't soak things in water. That's osa soak things in water, yeah? If it's done derech lichluch, if the water's dirty, really, then there's no problem with making it wet. However, Chazal was still sometimes goyzer in such a case that a person might squeeze that liquid from there. So he said there's only a few exceptions to this rule. What are the exceptions? So number one exception is that it's only if the beggar is wet that a person might squeeze out. If the beggar's got very slightly wet, there's not enough to squeeze out, most people wouldn't be careful about it. Then in that case there's no gazelle. So if we're talking about, in order for there to be a problem of schita, it must be there's enough liquid in the baguette that a person might come and squeeze out. If it's very slightly damp and there's no point in squeezing out, then there's no gazelle at all. That was what mommy said. Okay? That's why generally sort of wiping hands in a towel is not normally a problem. Because most times the wetness in the towel doesn't get so wet that you make it so wet that you're going to squeeze it out. It's only very slightly damp. That was number one. Then we spoke about number two, with wiping out a substantial amount of liquid. So you mustn't use a pillowcase, vest, tablecloth, any man-made, not man-made serviettes of material, because the gazelle is such a thing that person doesn't like wet begotten. And because he doesn't like wet begotten, it's a very big danger he might come and squeeze out. So we don't let you wipe it out. We said the towel is different that way. The towel is meant for that purpose of wiping out spillages, isn't it? But that's better. So generally speaking, a towel, as long as some part of it is dry, we don't make a gazelle on it. That's what we said last time. And then we said the best thing really is paper serviettes and paper towels. Those are really the best things to use. Because those, there's no melabin on it, there's no seat on it really. Of course, you mustn't take it and squeeze it. But normally that's the best thing of using. So if one can use that, paper towels and everything. We also spoke about newspapers, using newspapers. So we said that a newspaper, it's got writing on it. The writing doesn't normally rub out when you put it on water, especially the writing they use nowadays doesn't rub out. If you rub it over grease or something like that, a sticky jelly or something like that, that can be worse, and you rub out the writing. But generally on water, there's not a problem. Then finally, instead, a rag cloth, or something which is used for wiping up spinaches, that's not really much of a problem. And since it's normal for that beggar to be wet, the person's not got a gazelle that's going to stick with it, and therefore there's no gazelle in that case at all. Okay, let's move on here to today's topic, which is also very interesting. That's actually a person gets caught, let's say, with a wet beggar. That means, what does that mean? That means a normal beggar, you must read, which comes wet on Shabbos, and he says there's a very big danger you might squeeze out. If there's a danger you might squeeze out, Chazal made that beggar mussar. So any beggar, certainly when Shabbos comes in, which was wet, and there's a danger a person might squeeze it out, so Chazal made that beggar mussar. You mustn't touch it on Shabbos. Now, let's talk about a practical case. Someone's walking in the middle, for example, on Shabbos, and he gets caught with a rainstorm. So his begotten was soaking. So the chora here, what should happen is his begotten should become mussar. Because now there's a danger a person might squeeze out.
What should you do?
Oh, so the question is what you should do. So you attack a stack. So here's the interesting
halacha. Take the bottom of the street.
What?
Well, you can't take the
bottom of
the street.
Very good. Yeah, very good. So what's the hetzer? The hetzer is in Shia of Siv Mem Hei. Very good, yeah. I think you've heard this shit before, I think. Misha Noshu Kelo with Shabbos. If someone's Kelim got wet on Shabbos, a man, Heilich Mem, he's allowed to go with them. But Eina Choshe Shema Yom Leschita. We're not worried that he might come and squeeze it out. You must squeeze out that. Yeah, so what's that? Why tackle? We're not worried. The Mishabur brings down over here. Lo Osra Lo Odom Ha Begodim Shaleve Shoson. Chazal didn't asa the begodim that person's wearing. Now, what's the reason, tackle? Why don't we asa the begodim that person's wearing? It gets very wet, and it's very likely a person will squeeze out pastures. So why do we not ask such a beggar? Why
came wet on Shabbos.
Huh?
Came wet on Shabbos.
It's true, okay. So what's the
this is before Shabbos and you put on it. It's not Moksha Shmosha. It is.
It's not Moksha Shmosha. Now I said, let's say a towel fell into water on Shabbos. That towel has Moksha Shmosha. Because the danger match was out, even on Shabbos.
I can nip the corner of it, tiny bit at the edge of it, and it's not. It's that one you
skeet up. If the whole beggar is wet, there's a danger match squeezes. So even on Shabbos, the problem. So here's a marker.
If I've got a massive big puddle in my kitchen, I put a towel over it. Can I move that towel? If I touch the end of the corner and put it and take it away.
The whole towel's wet.
Put it in black.
The whole towel's wet?
Yes. No. I can't move my Shabbos. If the corner of the towel is not wet, tiny bit at the edge.
The whole towel's wet, it's a danger match squeezes.
Not the whole the corner.
I can the corner, little bit of corner.
Little bit of the corner, I can lift it up, put it in a black bag, and take it away from the kitchen, take it out of the kitchen. And I leave the whole big towel over.
You have to. It's all stuck. Because the mice are danger match squeezes.
You have a sturge on the floor.
No, you pour a towel over it, but the shiny moves it out. What?
Leave it there all Shabbos?
You have to. I heard to lift up. If the whole towel had become wet, what we said last time, if the whole towel had become wet, there's an exertion of Yisrael. If you've got part of it, which is not wet, the corner's not
wet. The edge.
There has to be a kosher amount. There can't be a tiny little bit.
What's your 10%? What's your kosher amount? 2%? 1%?
It means that people still might use that towel. It's got a
use it still.
Use it or something.
Like dirty towel on the floor, I'm not going to use it.
It's like a scratch on the rim. You can put the dirty towel on the table.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, all the colours have come out of it over
there. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. It's got to be the kitchen floor.
A grasher ray is a hetcher muxa. Here there's a danger you might squeeze it.
Here's the problem with muxa. Now
there's a danger you might squeeze it. There's a new hiss over here. You might come out and squeeze it. If the person's got a towel very, very wet, then there's a problem, you might come and squeeze it. I don't know, I'm not sure how much of a chen you need, but a little corner I don't think is enough.
Can you move Clathy out and kick it with your foot?
That's what I'm telling you. Besides the problem of most of it, because I'll be the gazeri, you might squeeze it. It doesn't help to move Clathy out.
But you're kicking away with
We're scared you might move it. We're scared that you might have to check out a chen. We're scared you might squeeze out.
Lift it with the broomstick or something, just to get rid of
all
it.
All that is a way around muxa. Yeah. All you're telling me, all Lamdonim over here, I'm very happy with all of you, doing a very good job, it's true. To move muxa, you've got a way out. But he has that made a gazelle, he might squeeze out. So I'm not sure if all this helps you.
Even
if you do Klaki, I don't know, I have to check it out, I'm not sure.
This way you
might do Klaki, yeah. You do Klaki, yeah.
You
do Klaki, yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
Lift it with a broom. You don't have to put the screen
there. You don't have to screen with that.
One half your table.
Here, so the Maaseh Mishmur says you're allowed to take, you're allowed to, what do you call it, you're allowed to carry on with your clothes. Why is that? So the Maaseh says, the Machlokes is a poskim over here, why it's mutter.
What's mutter? What is it? What
is it? Why is it when a person gets caught in the rain, is he allowed to carry on walking with his wet clothes? So the Maaseh Machlokes is a poskim over here. Some poskim learn, I think, the Levush and Shulchan Aruch Rav, they say that we don't find the Zeru Shemin Yisro when you're wearing the beggars. Shema Yisro is a person who's got a beggar on the floor and loose and he picks it up. Then there's a danger he might squeeze out. When a person is wearing a beggar, we don't generally find a person will squeeze a beggar that's on him. I don't know why that is, isn't it? Otherwise, that's what they say. The Tosha's Yontov says what you would say, I think, when Rav is on the floor over here, on the wayside, and I said, it's covered up Yisro. What should he do? This person is stuck. His mum is stuck. This person is stuck. He's walking away and he's got himself soaked, he's drenched. The man said, what should he do? What's the nafkah min of our friend between the two talmud?
When he gets home, he's
not
to take it off.
I don't know. I think you've heard this shiur before.
Giving
you
such a good cheer, that's
the kind of. That's a very good nafkah min. So when you get home, are you allowed to carry on wearing this beggar's beggar? The chayav is a big Indian that one should take his beggar off so when he gets home. Obviously, he's got another shabbos suit to wear. That's also important. Chazal only said this if a person's got another substitute. I mean, he's got a few suits in his cupboard. If he's got another suit in his cupboard where he could change into, then he should take it off. If he hasn't got another suit in his cupboard, then he's not to carry on wearing this. And a suit doesn't mean dafka suit, it's a raincoat. Someone's got a raincoat. He got caught in the rain, his mum is drenched. He's soaking. He comes home, he takes his raincoat off. He's got another raincoat at home. The Chayra, he's allowed to put that raincoat on again afterwards. He's got to go out for another Kiddush in the middle of Shabbos. He's allowed to put that raincoat on again. He might get more wet than he was before, I don't know. But he's allowed to use that raincoat, put that raincoat on again and go out with it. Because Chazal weren't Goyzer Ilu in a case of where a beggar became wet on Shabbos and it's a person's clothes. So in such a case, a person is allowed to wear the clothes, not to carry on wearing it. So I'm saying his suits, his what you call it, and who had in, I must say, not only on that, it also works to the moshal things that are miyuchim shabbos, moshal tablecloth. A tablecloth that got spilt on, a nice shabbos tablecloth that he had, something got spilt on it. We're not going to show a yisra, we allow the person to keep using that shabbos tablecloth and doesn't have to change it, if he's got no other one to use. Yeah? So lechayim, that's what comes out of this over here. So again, a beggar that a person's wearing, a person can carry on wearing that beggar. The cold's a man, it's wet, certainly when he's out in this, walking in the street, certainly that's allowed to be done. He's allowed to carry on walking with that garment till he gets home. When he gets home, then there's a big Indian lechayim that they should change. I was like, well, it depends lechayim on two tam. If you learn, yeah, it depends on two tam. If you learn about Isaac's covered up, if you learn the tam is. What was the two times? One was asked Kovat HaBriyas, special Heta of Kovat HaBriyas. Oh, so that Lechayim is only a Heta by the out. If you learn the Heta is that it's not like you're going to squeeze because you're wearing it. You can't wear it. The Mice and Apostle say one should try, ideally, to be Machmel on this point. And when one gets home, one should change it. I say, only if one's got substitutes. If one hasn't got other Begodim at home for Shabbos clothes that one can wear, that means he's happy wearing it. The person might have another suit at home. But it's a suit he wouldn't be normally seen on Shabbos. He doesn't feel comfortable in such a suit on Shabbos. Or he's got his shirt very wet. The Mice, he hasn't got another Shabbos shirt in order to wear, then that will be in the Chayra.
If he's got another suit in it, and this suit dries out,
That's also an important point. Once the suit dries out, you can wear it again, yeah? Yeah, that's also important. Once the suit dries out, you can carry on wearing it.
It's
an interesting mukta. It wasn't made a shmoshim. It's a very strange mukta, this one. It's a mukta in the middle of Shabbos. It's only mukta while it's wet.
Yeah.
This beggar is only mukta while it's wet. It's a different sort of mukta. Let's just speak about a beggar that becomes wet when Shabbos came in. I mean, I must tell you, normally in our washing machines, when the washing machine works and it spins, a normal washing machine is spinning, the beggar that is being spun in a washing machine, generally, that is not Shaya Shema Yisroit, because Shema Yisroit is only applicable on a beged which is wet enough that if you put water from the beged on your hand, you could wet another beged. Generally speaking, a washing machine, the way it spins, generally spins to such a degree that the water is more or less right out, and it's not Tofeach Mustafiach, it wouldn't make another beged wet, and therefore there's no Shema Yisroit on a washing machine beged. That means to say, still, it doesn't really help me much, because normally if you've got stuff in a washing machine, practically speaking, I don't know how you're going to get it, how you're going to be able to wear it on Shabbos. The only thing would be, is let's say someone had a beged which was in the washing machine before Shabbos. So normally it's not a problem. To put it out, to hang it out in the washing before Shabbos, to wear it on Shabbos, no problem at all, because it was never moxed when Shabbos came in. It wasn't wet enough to be a problem. If you do a short spin sometimes on a washing machine, a short spin can sometimes be problematic. The spin is so short that the beggar is very, very wet. So the moshul, let's say someone comes over late on Friday afternoon, he's got his clothes dirty, and he's got to put it in a washing machine for a short spin. He puts it in a washing machine for a short spin, Rabbi Sai, and then he puts it on the radiator. Can he wear that beggar on Shabbos?
No,
because
So it was wet before Shabbos came in. It was drying over Shabbos. Very much moshes as mukta. And on Shabbos morning, lovely and dry. Can you wear that beggar on Shabbos?
Can you consider wet for months to get a beggar to another beggar?
Sorry?
It's
wet enough to make it to fair enough stuff
for
you. So anyone's got some good news for you, Rabbi. So anyone wants to say it's not allowed?
What about Friday afternoon when you have to turn on the washing machine
before Shabbos? I'm not sure. One minute. So let's take this case of here. So you've got your beggar very wet, you put it on the radiator or hanging in the bathroom. Are you allowed to wear it on Shabbos? I don't know how many people eat their cholent on Shabbos. Does anyone have cholent on Shabbos morning?
Hope so.
Everyone has cholent on Shabbos, cholent on Shabbos morning?
Yes.
Why happens if the cholent beans are raw when Shabbos comes in? You've got a blech on. Are you allowed to have that cholent?
Yes.
Aye, Beina Shmoshes, that cholent is not edible. That Beina Shmoshes, that cholent wasn't edible. It was raw, the beans were raw, you put the cholent in, you only put in what wasn't machmir when you saw it's mamish raw, it's put in before Shabbos, very short Shabbos, you put your blech in, you do everything you have to do, and all of a sudden, Shabbos morning, everyone finds a head to eat their cholent.
Yeah.
Well, what's happened there?
Different.
A good question?
Fantastic
question. So that you might say, that's called Gormini Otto. Something which you know is going to become usable during Shabbos, it's not Moksa. That means if someone puts, for example, a wet garment and he hangs it on the washing line, so the washing certainly masters like that, but you can't know it's going to rain or be sunny the next day, yeah? So you can't know when that garment is hanging on the washing line is going to be dry or wet when Shabbos comes in.
Yeah.
That is a problem of
Moksa.
Unless you've got a fault with your radiator, if the radiator is on, and it's on, it's quite impossible the beggar won't be dry.
It will be.
So that case is mutter then, there's no mukta.
Even
when Shabbos
comes in, it's
the same as your cholent beans. Your cholent beans are also not...
You've got a soaking wet beggar before Shabbos on a radiator, I can wear it on Shabbos.
Yeah, Yeah.
Are you allowed to move it?
No, you mustn't move it. While it's wet, you mustn't move the bed. Again,
once it's dry,
I think we're going to come up with a lot of
things. So, what's this thing about touching the thing of air to air? What's that like?
No, that's what you want to pick it out. And then, as I'm saying, you might be soaking.
Once it's dry, you can use it.
Yeah, because
there's no soaking wet.
You've got a soaking wet beggar over here before Shabbos came in. Soaking wet. You put it on the radiator and you know that it's going to become dry when Shabbos comes in. I can't see any difference between that and a trumpet. If you want to ask that, you're going to put me to shock trouble. That's what I'm telling you, my friend. It's not moksa because you know it's going to become mutter. Mukti is your massive das from it because you're expecting it not to become roy. If you know it's going to become roy, there's no problem with mukti. That is the whole thing of mukti. Mukti is your massive das from it because you don't expect to be usable. If the person knows it's going to become usable at a later stage, then there's no problem with mukti. So who has been over here? You've got your wet clothes hanging over here on the radiator, but you know it's going to become dry when Shabbos comes in. L'chora, as far as I can see, it's your water. I want to extend this a little bit further. This is a bit more technical. The marshal, you can have the same shiloh, but someone's got a dryer.
Why can't you put it in the dryer?
If
the clothes are wet, why can't you put it in the dryer?
It's Shabbos,
my friend. Shabbos, you want to wear Shabbos for your Shabbos? Oh, before Shabbos. So he wants to know, someone's coming later on Friday afternoon, and he decides that he's going to wash his beggar very quickly. It's not a quick wash, it's a quick spin. It's sopping wet. He puts it in the dryer. Yeah. Now, he's got a few shayas. I don't want to get to the shayas over here with a dryer. You've got a shayas Hashmoz Kohen very often with a dryer. So, dryer running into Shabbos is not so possible. Let's ignore these problems. Besides all this, very modern dryers are problematic that you can't open them on Shabbos because they're all electronic and anything, the door, the lights go on, the lights go off, they make a noise. And someone told me he's got a dryer, he doesn't know what the dryer does, but if it's left in there, every quarter of an hour there's an automatic spin.
Okay, 2 seconds.
For a short spin, so he said that dries them out. Let's talk about old-fashioned dryers. Yeah. Where the mice said, let's say, whatever reason you have a heter, even though normally there's a problem, Hashmoz Kohel, I'm not going to when you've got a heter. There are certain cases where you've got a heter. Let's say the dryer runs into to Shabbos, let's say. In certain cases, so I'm not going to the plot now, but the Moshe's got that. The Chora, if you could open that dryer, you'd have the same heter. Because since you know it's going to be dry, it's vada going to be dry when Shabbos comes in, then you may open that dryer. Only shayla is whether the dryer is muksa. Pass the case of the issa, the dryer, and you need it to get your clothes out. That'd be mutter to do. So again, let's just recap.
If you're coming out on Shabbos morning.
That's also okay, my friend. That's a good point. Yeah, because you know it's coming. As long as you know it's coming, it's called gombin and ozom. That's not problem muksa. Moksa is where you don't expect to become usable on Shabbos. If you know it's going to become usable on Shabbos, that's not moksa. So even though it's quite right, it's a very good point where you say, I'll take my hat off to you, but it's a good point. L'chora, everyone thinks it's muksa. It's quite right, it should be muksa. But the tendency is that about you know it's going to become usable on Shabbos, so you put your wet clothes on the radiator, and you know it's going to become muksa on Shabbos. That clothes are not muksa to use on Shabbos.
I'm going to use it.
So again, very quick brief, what we just said about kids at school. What we said was, any clothes, a person's walking the street and he gets soaked, he's drenched in his clothes, he may carry on walking, we make no zero showing yisrael on the godim that he's wearing. The reason being is either it's called habrius, we said it's an honor and respect for a person, or the terrorist is that with no zero showing yisrael, there's no zero showing yisrael on the godim that he's wearing. The nafkamina between those two times we said is that when he gets home, he should change his clothes. A person should change his clothes, he should rely on him. You have to be cautious, I said that's called habrius. So if a person's got another set of clothes to wear, then he should change his clothes and not wear that clothes. Then we spoke about a garment which was wet when Shabbos came in, wet enough of Tevech and Oslafiyach, which is Xerish Shabbat Yisroit. Such a beggar like that is wearing muksa on Shabbos. However, if you put it on a place where you know it's going to be dry, you put it on a radiator, or it's been in a dryer, you have a head to leave in a dryer, then that is not muksa and you can use that on Shabbos.